With all due respect, Mr. Adams, you've had a whole year to find the murderer, and you failed. What makes you think we can do it in 10 days? I said on my cell phone. Adams replied, In all honesty, Mr. Mancuso, no one at our law firm thinks you fellows can. Harold Longworth's final day in court was to be Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017, 10 days from today. His attorney, Marshall Adams, had requested a meeting with my brother, Father Dominic, and me. Longworth's reputation in New York City as a reputable and successful real estate developer was deserved. His charitable contributions were numerous, including building homeless shelters out of his pocket. His social life was like an ongoing series on page 6 of the New York Post. The notoriety we had received after the newspaper articles and the appearances on local and national television because of the last case we worked on during the summer had made us into local celebrities. I must admit that I didn't mind the fuss they had created about Mancuso and O'Brien. My brother, the priest, not so much. Although, secretly, I think he loved it. The Catholic diocese hadn't appreciated the front-page news about one of their priests being a private investigator and owner of an Irish pub and cigar bar. During the last 6 months, flurries of cases were offered to us, none of which interested us. We'd accepted the book deal, A Murder on Wall Street, in which Dom and I were the main characters. The cable channel USA was negotiating with us for a detective series based on the novel. Otherwise, I continued working the bar with Mr. Patrick, our manager, and Brother Dominic continued his daily duties at St. Helens Catholic Church in Brooklyn. Mr. Harold Longworth was facing a first-degree felony murder charge if found guilty of killing his wife. Both Dom and I had followed this case in the papers and local news, and from the looks of it, Longworth was as good as done. That by itself got my attention. My methodology in solving cases while at the NYPD homicide desk was always to look beyond the obvious, beyond the expected. In my book, what was is not necessarily what is. The newspaper reporters, the television pundits, and the law enforcement personnel that had publicly rendered an opinion on this case all mentioned the same, the apparent. Perhaps this case had been as simple to solve as that. But my curiosity piqued as soon as I got the call, and I was anxious to meet Mr. Adams.